96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
I believe as Bahamians, we have to come together and fight this rise of crime and violence in our nation. You know, that's just my belief.
Oh, beauty, oh, beauty, oh, beautiful you are. My Bahamian, my Bahamian. Lift up your heads to the rising sun. Bahamian, yes, we're marching on.
Good yawning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, a smart talk all day. It is Thursday, the 9th of September, 2021, and you're on the clock with Erin Green. On the clock, we engage organizations, institutions, social and cultural leaders, and ordinary people to better understand the impact of public policy, private sector development, and emerging social and consumer trends. On the clock, we have conversations that help us understand and navigate a rapidly changing Bahamas. Today's show is brought to you by the Department of Inland Revenue. And let me start the show with a brief message about public procurement. Did you know that the Public Procurement Act took effect September 1st, 2021? And suppliers and vendors interested in doing business with the government will have to register on the electronic procurement platform in order to bid on jobs. Register your business today at suppliers.gov.bs. If you need help registering your business on the e-procurement portal, contact the help desk at 604-1049 or 604-1056. This message is brought to you by the Ministry of Finance. Well, good morning. It is, like I said, Thursday the 9th. It's advanced poll day, which means it is No Politics Thursday. We ain't talking no politics today. I have three guests and an exciting game show for you today called How Bahamian Are You? And this is a game where I ask you a bunch of questions to determine if you is Bahamian or is a scam. If you born here, you belong here, or you just trying to get along here. Participants answer questions like boil or stew and Coca-Cola or sweet soda. The game where there are no wrong answers, unless, of course, that answer is Johnny Bread. I would say good morning to my participants. Don't know if they are signed in yet. Just to let you know who they are. Good morning to Stephen Hanna.
Morning, morning. How you doing?
I am good, thank you. I'm glad you showed up, despite the fact that I ain't offering no gifts or nothing.
No, I mean, the prize is the game itself. We get to learn a little bit about each other, and in that way, we all come away from it richer.
I mean, yeah, because it ain't going to be no money.
I think that's a fair prize.
Absolutely. And my second guest this morning, Mr. Tate Adley, how are you?
I'm great. And you, how are you doing today?
I am good, thank you. I had Mr. Adley scheduled for a different discussion this morning and then remembered it is No Politics Thursday. So I couldn't leave out my brethren from Grand Bahama. Imagine if we did not allow them to play the game.
I appreciate that.
You're welcome with your pokey self.
Oh, Lord.
And to my third guest this morning, Miss Orchid Burnside, how are you?
I'm doing okay, though I thought at least the Great Cup was going to be the prize, but it is what it is.
Listen, it is hog plum season. It is hog plum season. The sea grape can't give away for free in hog plum season. But listen, there will be a small prize if you get the bonus round questions correct. And to my audience, All of the questions are open to the audience as well, including the bonus round questions, which include, what is your favorite Bahamian song? What song best describes the Bahamas? Remembering, no political songs allowed. If you come on the station this morning talking politics, ain't nobody gonna win a prize, no, including me. Nothing. Then I have another secret bonus round that I'm gonna tell you all about a little later in the show. Now, to my audience, if you want to tune in to the discussion, if you want to answer the questions, you can text us on the Guardian Radio text line. That's 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. That's powered by BTC. Standard text rates apply. Or you could call us at 323-6232 and 325-4316 or 325-4259. Now, I want to say that this game show is inspired by the many summers I spent in Eleuthera at Camp Simonette for Methodist Youth Summer Camp. They might as well call it Camp Mosquito, first of all. I think that would be a more fitting name. But one of the things that I found fascinating, even like as being young, in Eleuthera on these trips, is that every settlement you went to, the accent is slightly different, right? From the north to the south, like every settlement have a different accent. And I thought that was so fascinating. And that there's just so much that we could learn, study and learn from that, right? And I thought, wow, how diverse, although we're very small, how diverse this place is. And how diverse everything is. So we don't just have plenty of things here, but everything is done slightly differently from community to community. And so that inspired me to create this game. Now, I see. Let me just, guys, I got a couple of texts coming in.
Do we buzz in or can I object to the way that Tate is going to answer these questions incorrectly?
Yeah, you could object right away. Wow. I have a special button for that. It's called Grand Bahama is probably wrong.
I got you.
You're already showing off this morning.
No. We just want to clarify the rules. Just want to make sure we all understand the rules.
Absolutely. I am, unfortunately, I was unable to pull in participants from other family islands due to connectivity issues. That's basically their life, so I know they're not that bugged, they expect it. So I will be representing the Grand Island of Acklands. I was going to represent Meguana, but I couldn't find it on the map.
All the way down, you got to keep going.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it is the best kept secret. It is magical. Anyway, so I got a response to the bonus question, what is your favorite song? And it is Going Down Burma Road. I won't call the text his name. Another text, I love your show song, Aaron. Glad it's not like the gunshot followed by heavy metal music that the show before you uses. Man, they want you to wake up and make money. See, they jumpstart you so you can start spending that cash. It's like jumpstarting the economy, something like that. But I don't know anything about money, obviously. Another text, great show as usual. You have to add two questions on the game. One, what is the Bahamian aisle in Walmart? And two, name three streets on 20th Avenue in Miami. Did you guys get that? Those two questions?
It's 20th.
Okay. So
I'll be into Miami in a minute.
Same. Heard the question, already failed.
Absolutely. Tate?
Oh yeah, you know.
I can't. I don't have an answer for that.
I don't want
to. I thought Freeport was South Florida.
That's what I was about to say.
I mean, even up to the Walmart question, I can't even think of that.
I got you. So look here, I got a caller that called in right at the top of the show. Let me take this call, and then we're gonna run into the questions. Caller, you're on the clock. Good morning, caller. You still there? Okay, you are not there. All right.
I don't want to be the person. Okay, I was going to ask if we could jump to question 30, but you know what? Never mind. I'll wait. I'll sit here.
I get
Take
you.
It away, Aaron. Take it away, Aaron.
I'm sorry I didn't provide breakfast. I understand why you want to jump to question 30. Okay, so the first question on the list is guava duff or coconut tart?
Coconut tart.
Coconut tart. I'm going to have to lock in this coconut tart.
I don't like coconut tart, actually. I prefer guava duff. I don't like them.
Okay.
It's not about your preference, though. It's about what is right.
The right thing. Right. We're talking about morality here, Tate. We're not talking about personal preferences.
Okay. Tate.
Coconut tart is the bohemian choice because, one, we got coconuts in it, which I feel is the miracle fruit. You can make oil, you can make milk, you can get water from it.
Butter,
you can replace blood with coconut.
Right. Coconut is the miracle fruit. So it is the right thing to use. Guava, on the other hand, what all can you do with guava?
Wait, what?
You can do plenty of things with guava.
No,
but
you can.
But guava are worms, though. So that's already,
right.
That's already finished.
Okay. I think that's a fair point. Okay.
And then duff just reminds me of our colonial past. It doesn't feel like, you know, necessarily we're building on moving forward. It feels like we're harking back to those UK roots. And I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that.
Could you explain that for me a bit more, please, Stephen? Like, how does it connect to our colonial roots?
Boiling bread doesn't feel like the right thing to do.
I mean, I can be honest with you. That feel like bland and sadness in my body.
Right. It sounds like our version of haggis. And yeah, okay. it's better than haggis, but at the same time, we're boiling bread.
Okay. Well, you're boiling cake.
Yeah.
Bread.
Which doesn't make any sense.
Also, it's wet cake. You say it like that, that don't sound appetizing.
Okay, pause just for a second. I feel like we've beaten up on Grand Bahamian people here. So I have a text from Grand Bahama that says, definitely guava duff.
Yeah, but coconut tart, you can hold that in your hand. You can carry that anywhere.
Yeah, you can't hold a duff.
You got to have a fork and a plate to eat guava duff. Like, coconut tart is just even more practical.
Well, listen, I was thinking
that... I want to ask a question.
Okay, go on, Tate.
Right, so... Does the answer still say the same if we bring pineapple tart into the question?
This is it. Now we throw it out to the audience because it stunned me for a second. Pineapple tart versus coconut tart.
Now, see, when I was younger, I believed it was pineapple, but I still think coconut and pineapple.
Yeah.
Fight me.
Now, you think coconut's better than pineapple?
Yes.
I'll buy a pineapple, but that's only because I don't know if everybody own a grater. And so only for that reason, like if I have the choice between the two, I'll buy the pineapple. But coconut tart, to me in my mind, is still the superior one.
Okay. Uh-huh. I got a text here. Why not coconut duff? That's better than guava duff. And it says, y'all clearly never had duff by Edna.
The only duff that I will accept is savory duff, and that is like crab duff I will accept.
Okay. Now, I noted Bodine Johnson. I noted Bodine Johnson is teaching. She was on the Guardian. She was on the Guardian's culinary team at the E. Showman Bistro Cook-Off, right? Mm-hmm. And so Bodine is the only person I seen make crab duff.
She got but, she. I'm trying to remember who she
exactly.
got it from.
Yeah, but I want. She, go on.
No, there are people who make it. There's a seafood queen online that they make a crab duff. I mean, there's several people. It's a relatively new thing, but I know that several people make it. I'm just saying, if it's savory, then we could start boiling food. I just like my desserts to be baked, to have some moral constitution, to have. You know, like standards.
This I didn't realize that there was a class analysis in the guava duff. So I got a couple of texts here. Aaron, the correct answer is guava duff. If you're a female And you from Eleuthera, preferably. Now, if you are male, it's most likely coconut tart. Another text says, guava duff is a delicacy. Coconut tart is too common.
Whoa. Wow.
Now,
that's fire.
Well, coconut tart, that means it's of the people. That's all they're telling me. It's exactly. Like guava duff is removed from us. That, and it goes right back to my whole point about it being, this feels like vestiges of our colonial legacy. You know, like, we need to interrogate guava duff more.
Now,
if anything.
What I feel like is that in our cultural spaces, the elders know the value of the guava duff and refuse to teach us. They hold on to it, right? Like a skill set, you know, like how you, if you were an alchemist and you could turn tin into gold, they hold on to it like that. And they refuse to give us youngins the power to take over. But listen, I've got a caller on the line, a couple more texts, and then we're going to go to the next question. Caller, you're on the clock. Good morning, caller.
Hey, Aaron.
Hey, morning. How you do?
I'm holding, thank God. What I want to say, guava has more vitamin than the majority of fruits that we have in the Bahamas.
Okay, yeah.
I would think coconut comes second. Coconut has iron.
Mm-hmm. And fiber.
And fiber, right.
Yeah.
But what I want to ask you, right?
Mm-hmm.
What was the question pertaining to Miami Streets or something of that sort?
Okay, so the question was...
Name three streets
right
off of 9th Avenue in Miami, not Miami Street.
Name three streets on 20th Avenue in Miami,
right.
But somebody texted back and said it's 20th Street in Miami. And I think it was a trick question. And the person who texted in got the correct answer, right? But the first part of that question was, what is in the Bahamian aisle at Walmart?
Oh, wow. I wouldn't know. I wouldn't be in Miami for a while myself.
Well, listen, I had another question, which was Florida or Family Island?
Florida or Family Island?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the question.
That's the question. Florida or Family Island?
They coexist.
Interesting. Tell me why you feel that way.
Because, like, Florida has a lot of Bahamians lives there.
Okay? Right.
And the majority of Bahamians who live there came from our Family Islands, came from the Bahamas.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Aaron.
Absolutely. That's fascinating.
Yeah, what's up, Steven?
Hey, everything good? Everything good?
Wonderful. Thank
I'll
you.
See you
see
tomorrow.
You later. Bye.
All right. Man. Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to put that question to you guys. Florida or Family Island?
Tate, would you like to go first?
If you'd like to make...
I think I agree with the caller, but I think Stephen asked me to go first so he can gang up on me, but...
No.
I think probably Florida is more Bahamian, because I think Bahamians practically built Florida, and basically we traveled there a lot almost every summer. Yeah, that's my answer.
Wow, I love... I mean, I'm just going to pretend, like you said, Bahamians built Florida and foreign direct investment built the Family Islands. And we can move forward to the next contestant.
Oh, is that...
Real, we can move on to the next contestant.
Okay, so that's me, okay. I mean, it's because it's been so long since I've been to Florida. Right, because it's kind of open-ended. It's like, what do you hear in the question when you hear Florida versus Family Island? Is it a situation of, where would I go on vacation? If it's that question, then it's going to be a Family Island. If the question is, where do I go in case of a medical emergency, then it's probably going to be Florida. But in general, if you're talking about like something like opportunity or... opportunity versus potential,
mm-hmm.
It feels like there is more opportunity for Bahamians outside of the Bahamas than within the Bahamas. But if we're talking about potential for growth, there's more potential for growth within the Bahamas and with all the Family Islands than anywhere else in the world. So it is one of those situations where it varies depending on what the topic is. So it is kind of, I kind of agree with Tate and the caller that it's a bit of both, no matter, depending on what it is that we're talking about.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Orchid?
I'm going to say Family Island. Right. And I'm going to say Family Island because that's where I want to be. 9 times out of 10, if you are going to give me the option, you could go here or there. I'm going to pick Family Islands. Even though it might be cheaper for me to go to Florida, which is problematic, mm-hmm. I still got to stick with Family Islands.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you. It is a bit of a, like Stephen said, it is an open-ended question. And Brayman's answer just blew me out the water. Wow. Okay. So I got a bunch of texts here. And let's read through the text quickly. It says, Aaron, people never had a good guava duff. It is so delicious compared to what we get every day. BTC says, they have fast and easy ways to pay your bill. hi, why people rarely make the coconut tart and fold it like the hot patties anymore? Hi, question, is ALO still making tart off Blue Hill Road? There used to be tarts to die for. First of all, okay, and that has been endorsed already by a studio expert. And I endorsed that, right? Because the truth is we got some culinary geniuses, sitting in little pockets over New Providence in the Family Island, and their business is word of mouth, right? And so if you don't know, you don't know. And it's not necessarily a bad thing because they are small, sustainable enterprises. Where, you know, they ain't trying to be the Walmart of coconut tart. They're trying to manage the resources and produce a maximum profit from that. And so I had another, the bonus question was really coconut tart wars and what is your favorite style of coconut tart? But I'm going to give the audience some time to answer.
To mull over that?
Yeah.
I just, as long as the person, once I could see strands of coconut and not chunks, because strands make me, I know, okay, you grate this and you're going to chew this and then spit it inside the bowl.
Right.
Right? Which, although I'm certain that the enzymes bring a certain delicacy to the flavor, they bring out a certain richness. Not everybody Grammy is brush their teeth. So I just prefer people to use a grater when they're making coconut tart.
Standard techniques. A text here says, I love coconut. Guava has lycopene and many phenols and antioxidants. It's good for the prostate. It has more vitamin C than oranges. It's a superfood. It's used to make tea. Anyone can make coconut tart. I don't use white sugar. Many healthy ways. First of all,
it brings us together. I don't understand why we keep on saying it like it's a bad thing, that it's accessible. The accessibility of it means that this is something as a community we can all circle around. Because everybody cannot make guava duff causes more strife in the Bahamian community than coconut tart ever has or ever will. People fight over guava duff and say, oh, this guava duff, you see that she ain't know how to make sauce. And then, oh, yeah, I like how this person duff, feel the texture wrong. But coconut, you got to be.
Now, hold on. First of all, the coconut tart I don't like is the one that's not made with local coconut. Right. I want to support all my coconut importers. That's how you pay in your mortgage. I ain't blocking your hustle. But
no, it gotta be a local coconut.
And then I can tell you all a secret. I win coconut tart wars. Now, I know that's a very bold statement that I'm making, considering perhaps the best coconut tart ever come from like Mia Guana, but they put the spices in it. Like things like nutmeg and cinnamon.
Who isn't putting spices in their coconut tart? Okay, this brings me back to what someone else said, which is that everybody could make coconut tart, because that's not true.
That's right.
There are levels of coconut tart, number A. And B, I pose this question. If you were stranded, you was in a boat, and you got stranded on an island, and that island all had one of two things, coconut or guava, which you want to be stranded with? The answer is coconut. Coconut will keep you going. You can't live off of guava.
No, but you could live off of coconut.
You can live off of coconut.
Mm-hmm. Sometime.
And you could defend yourself from marauders with coconut. Not with guava.
Exactly.
You could wear
it. You could defend. You could build. You could build a roof with the leaves of the coconut tree, which you could build with guava leaves.
Okay. Nothing. All right. Let me... Oh, go on, Stephen.
It's quite versatile, yeah.
Yeah. So I got a text here that says, Aaron, we all know Bahamians love Florida. It's a matter of vacationing mainly. If it's summer and you look into a vacation, you ain't saying nothing. If you vacation at home, in order for you to feel like you saying something, unless you go foreign, you ain't in the clique. Now, when I decided to include the question Florida versus family or family island, right? I knew that one perspective is a class perspective, right? Like who can afford to go to Florida versus the family island. As we could see now that in many instances for large families, it may be slightly cheaper or equal cost to go to Florida versus the family island. But it's I think there's an interesting historical sort of investigation that we could do into Bahamian culture and Bahamian life. And Bahamians travel traditionally the world. And that's not ridiculous or surprising because we are maritime culture. We boat people. Our people get on boat and travel the world. And so what I found is that not only have Bahamians built, like Bahamians are responsible for a large part of what is the East Coast of America, right? Like both infrastructure-wise and culture-wise. But Bahamians travel the world and see people. And it's a bit about class, but class operated differently back then than the way it operates now. And so I know it's a sensitive question, but I really appreciate all the answers. I got a text here that says Florida all the way. I got another text here.
They never been to Cat Island?
No, I mean, I've been. But I don't think
they're going to say Florida all the way. They never been to Cat Island, man.
No.
But a lot of people haven't been from New Providence, haven't been to family islands.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of people from family islands haven't been to other family islands, right?
Right.
There's something I mentioned on the show yesterday. But if you're on a family island and every trip you take, you have to leave your island and come to Nassau first and then move off, right? That could become very problematic.
Yeah.
That's like going to anywhere else in the Caribbean from here. You got to go to Florida.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so another question. You ready, guys? This is question number 30. Peas and rice or crab and rice?
Crab and rice.
Tate?
Peas and rice.
Wow.
Because I'm going off based off commonality. I mean, personally, in my life, I haven't had a lot of crab and rice, but I've had more peas and rice than crab and rice in my life.
Look here, they have crabs in Grand Bahama?
No.
I mean, I don't think so.
You can't say that.
Okay, Stephen.
All that time for us, of course there's crabs.
Crab and rice or peas and rice?
So, okay, this one is... Okay, so This is one of those ones where it's like, I know the correct answer is peas and rice. And that is in terms of if we... No. Okay, this is like the correct...
I'm just saying, I'm calling you a hypocrite. No. Because you've gone on about the dessert of the people. And right. Now you're going to go say it isn't peas and rice.
Okay, so this is the thing, right? So peas and rice... is the one that's is the most accessible one, all right? Everybody has some version of that because peas and rice taste different everywhere you go, right? But peas and rice is the most accessible one. And then people with dietary restraints, like who don't eat shellfish or whatever, they could still enjoy peas and rice. I love crab and rice. I will personally pick crab and rice every time. Now, with that said, I feel like there is a third option that is the most Bahamian, but it is less and less prevalent culturally, and that is peas and grits. Because outside of the Bahamas, in the Caribbean, there are few people who are eating grits. And so the combination, because we our brothers to the north in the southern American states, they eat grits, but they're not eating peas and grits. And everybody inside the Caribbean and Latin America has a version of of legumes and rice.
Rice and peas.
Some, right, rice and peas, rice and beans, some version of that. But they're not eating grits. But only in the Bahamas, to my experience, do we find peas and grits. And so it's like, culturally, that is something that, although it is declining in popularity, I feel needs to be boosted up.
I get you.
So I'm a little torn in the, in if it is the most Bahamian, it's peas and grits. But I know for the sake of this, the correct answer is probably peas and rice.
Yeah, the man telling you right now.
So the crack answer is brandy.
Right, that's what I was going to say.
No coconut oil. Just a ball of brandy handy all the time.
Now that's my kind of chef. I think it's a great time to go to a commercial break, right, Kermit? It's a great time, guys. We got to go to a commercial break. When we come back from the commercial break, I saw some of you, your texts, and I got those questions. We got the questions, scorch conch or conch salad, card game versus board game, grill out versus takeout, and chicken in the bag versus conch snack. So stay tuned to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You're on the clock with Aaron Green. We'll be right back.
So they came to Nassau just to get a rest. All they get was whiskey and champagne all the time. Daddy went to bed last night, he was feeling cold. Daddy went to bed last night, he was feeling cold. Daddy went to bed, we were told, he was feeling awfully cold. Mama said to Daddy, you must be getting old. Last night and the night before. Last night and the night.
Have you heard about the COVID vaccine raffle? If you are vaccinated against COVID-19, you can enter to win amazing prizes like food store gift certificates, hotel stays, beach excursions, and so much more. Even if you are previously vaccinated, you can still enter to win. The COVID vaccine is free, safe, and protects you from severe COVID-19 infections. Don't delay. Get vaccinated today and enter to win. Visit www.vaxbahamas.com to register.
I've been representing all my life. I'm getting ready to make it count this time. Since it's 2021 for your family line, you better get ready. It's about that time. So tell mama to be ready. Tell it to the whole family. The rock the 242. The count depends on you. So tell Tita, go tell Bella. Mark it down on your calendar. Since it's 2021, this one's for everyone.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Holy Grail, your boat needed bailing out. Get a sailor man sound. Holy Grail, your boat.
Good morning, good yawning this morning, and welcome back to On the Clock with Aaron Green on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I want to welcome back my participants, my guests today, participants in the game show, How Bahamian Are You?, where there are no wrong answers except for Johnny Bread, which is obviously the wrong answer. Good morning, Tate, good morning, Orchid, and good morning, Stephen. How are you?
We're still doing well.
Good, good. Especially since I definitely ain't feeding you. And you must have realized the food ain't coming yet. Okay, so the Texans have sent in some questions. And one of the questions is rake and scrape versus calypso.
Rake and scrape.
Tate? Ah, boy. Steven?
Yeah, well, so for me, there's a lot of old calypso songs that I like. Even like that one, like, Mama Don't Want No Peas and Rice.
Uh-huh.
Like, I like I like the old, you know, George Simonet and stuff. Orchid, when you say rake and scrape, what type of rake and scrape are you talking about?
Or that's part two. Old school rake and scrape or new school rake and scrape?
Yeah, because see, that was my real, that's like, if it depends.
Okay. That's a good question. But first I want to say, when I think of the word calypso, you know, Charles Carter used to say something that all Caribbean music is some form of calypso. Like, if you take it from a macro lens, right? Like, even though we're all doing our own forms of it, at the end of the day, there's something that's unifying about that word that's across the islands,
right,
in the region. But okay, when I think about what is Bahamian, I think about rake and scrape, and I think about, you know, people sitting on the porch and just playing music and everybody bring an instrument, yeah, right? Mm-hmm. And I enjoy calypso as well. But you were talking too about these vestiges of our colonial past, if you will.
Right.
And when I think about calypso too, I think about how performative, like, that calypso sound is and who it was performed for, and versus what rake and scrape is. And for me, it got to be rake and scrape. I mean, when someone get on the saw and they start bending that, I mean, you can't compete with that, especially live.
Yeah. Yeah, that's hard. That's hard to compete with. Okay, I got
hello?
Hey, Tate, how you doing? You back?
Yeah, sorry. My mic was tripping that again. I'm going to have to go with rake and scrape.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me just, you know, disclaimer. I'm a very young person, and I know more of rake and scrape than calypso. Like, I'm really not familiar with calypso, so I'll just be honest about that and straight up. So I have to go with rake and scrape.
All right. Now, I got a text here that says, good day, merengue is our original beat until the gumbe beat came in the early 70s. Can anybody confirm that?
Only person I could think of is two people who could confirm that. And I think of two of them named Fred.
There you go.
But the thing is, the gumbe drum and making the goatskin drum dates back to slave times, right? So right, to say that is, I think, somewhat disingenuous.
I
would say gumbe would have predated rake and scrape.
All right, now,
in its purest form.
Since Tate reminded us that we all still very young, I got a question here from a texter, and I can be honest with you, texter, I thought about putting this question on myself, but I didn't. But it's also something interesting to talk about, right? And the text says, I have a good one. The slipper or the belt when you used to get beat back in the day. Now,
wow.
I want to shift it slightly.
Oh,
were you the subject of physical trauma or psychological trauma?
I think the answer is both.
Yes.
Both. Very much both is the answer, yeah. I agree.
There you go. There you go.
Honestly, I don't think that if anybody who experienced physical trauma, that it was, there wasn't some walking up to the point of physical trauma. There's always some psychological trauma involved inside the physical trauma as well.
Yeah,
absolutely. Absolutely. Dear parents and grandparents, I hope you heard that. See, we got a caller. Caller, you're on the clock. Good morning.
You can hear me?
I can hear you now.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, I've been here all the while. We may like your topic, what you're talking about. So this in the morning to your guests, all
morning.
Okay.
Morning.
The one with the slippers and the thingam just now.
Yeah.
I gotta admit, I think I was psychological and physical. Mm-hmm. I gotta give all that credit to my mom.
Okay.
As much as I might like it too much, but I still thankful for it because it helped to bring out the best of me and I guess the voice too. But I experienced that. I mean, you say peace and rice or crab and rice. I tell you the truth, I like okra and rice, bean and rice. But if I got to pick one of them, it could be the peas, although I like crab. But you got to put some of that fresh pork inside of it.
Oh, man.
When you say Florida or, unless you don't finish
Family Island. No, go on.
Okay. I hear the people say, only break people is go to Miami and Fort Lauderdale, because that's where I go. So
man,
I know Florida might be more for the uptown people. So
yeah.
Although I like Florida, I still got to go with the Family Islands.
Yeah.
Yeah, car, the coconut car.
Uh-huh.
They must see that machine named Coconut Jimmy, where they use it for like dough, and they make the coconut. I learned that from Cat Island. But I don't know how much of y'all might have been to Yellow Valley Primary School or the listeners out there, right? Yellow Valley Primary School. My grandmother, Miriam Martin, Miss Martin.
Uh-huh.
To me, I must be just being biased, but I ain't seen no coconut tart taste as good as my grandmother's coconut tart. She done passed away and gone years ago. But Miriam Martin from Yellow Valley Primary School, the little square block, like, not like the party, like, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Miriam Martin made the best coconut tart. I don't know, maybe you could tell me where I could find something better, but I eat the one on Blue Road. I eat the other side of them too, but my grandmother from Yellow Valley Primary School, over 30, 40 years ago, she was doing it, but she done passed away. I think her daughters do it now. Y'all keep up the good work, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, man. Right.
Thank you. I ain't bragging,
thank
right?
You.
But when I say I, not me, but my small, we's make tamarind coconut tart. Okay? We's put the tamarind in the coconut mixture and make coconut tart. So I just saying, I think that's the best coconut tart ever, except for Miriam Martin from Yellow Elder Primary and maybe Mama Co. We ain't messing with y'all. But go on.
You know, I gotta say the best coconut tart. I don't actually know the name of the guy. Like he always moves around. He used to be by Little Generals, and now he sell coconut tart on the side of the road by on Mackey Street by, oh Lord, where the rib place is.
I hate ribs.
The place, Breathers, right? Oh, yes, yeah, Breathers. Yeah. Right in front
Mackey
of Breathers. Right. He sells coconut tart there. That his coconut tart, I have to like avoid him because he don't sell small coconut tart. He sell the whole pan, and the pan never lasts the day.
Yeah, so every piece is a corner.
Right, you understand.
I want to know though if Stephen isn't disqualified because he doesn't remember the name of Breathers or Mackey Street.
Yeah, you may have lost your entire card and your entry into the bonus round.
Wow.
Yeah, the producer has endorsed that. You guys said time
out. I thought
you
was on my side.
Okay,
I mean, philosophically, but I didn't know.
Listen, I got a text here that says, good morning. The caller is correct about the tart. I've been looking for the good old coconut tart of my childhood for years. I gotta have a whole show about coconut tart, and I gotta bring in some chefs.
I think so.
No,
you can't bring in chefs. I think you gotta be over 60, or you about to be retirement age to make good coconut tart. And whenever I go to the family island, I always ask who around here is make tart.
Yeah.
And I knock in on people's side door, and that's another thing. They always have tart. I don't care what island it is. I don't care what type of day, morning, noon, or night. I could always find tart. I can't find guava duff, though. I just saying.
Because that's a fancy people thing.
Kermit, what her name is? Miss Kerr? Miss Kerr. Yeah, Miss Kerr. That's the coconut tart you gotta check out. Okay, guys, I got to read a couple more texts. I got a text that says, Aaron, you ain't never been crabbing in West N.A. No, but I've been crabbing in Stanyard Creek in the middle of the night with the biggest crab you have ever seen. I scared a crab. I scared a crab,
wow.
And I scared a raccoon.
But you was the Chickchani Whisperer and you scared a crab?
Even Chickchani
exactly.
Scared the
no
crab.
Exactly.
I taken your card too, Aaron.
Even Chickchani exactly. Scared the crab
today. It's just me and Tate left.
You ain't never had a crab crawl up on you sideways in the dark, man.
Yes. You ever have crab escape the bucket in the night and all you hear is scratch, scratch, scratch on the floor?
Oh, yeah. In fact,
in the middle of the night?
The first time I went picking crab, the crab still have half my finger. Oh, anyway, I have another text here that says, peas and rice is on the coat of arms. Come on, man. I want to say this. Don't ever estimate the power of the peas and rice. And please don't put any pork in it because Rasta man could
eat pork.
Peas and rice is a whole meal for Rasta.
Right.
Yeah, trying to put crab in it don't make any sense. I've got another text here that says, for the song question that describes the Bahamas, once is not enough. Is there song choice? Another text here that says there is a lady in Cat Island named Brittany King that did dilly mango tamarind and guava duff, plus the best flour cake and coconut tart. Well, look here. I got to ask that question. Johnny cake or flour cake?
Are those
now
comparable?
This one, exactly. I was going to say, they two different things, because Johnny Cake on the side is something else.
Right.
And flour cake is something.
What?
You get that hot off the rock oven. That's it.
Johnny Cake is going the side of hunger. This is, wow. Don't need nothing else.
But like, I'm just saying, wow. I don't hear people often saying, I will have just a piece of Johnny Cake. And no butter, no cheese. It don't come with soup. It don't come with...
I was going to say... And
you got a Johnny Cake. That's like saying, I would like a plate of grits.
Okay.
What?
So, I mean, I would eat grits by itself.
I got to tell
you. I would too. But I wouldn't mind eating Johnny Cake by itself either. You know, with some butter on it and warming up. But
I feel like once you add butter, that's adding.
Okay, if someone gives you a whole block of Johnny Cake, right? You're going to be like, but where the stew, where the boil?
No, of course not. I will take it home and maybe fry an egg, make a sandwich, get a piece of cheese, put it inside
that's
the
work.
Baker.
But if someone was like, I
you
got
to respect
this
Johnny Cake.
I got this Johnny Cake and I got this flour cake.
Yeah,
and
I just
you
eat
hungry
the flour cake.
Now,
like,
eat
yeah,
the flour
eat the flour
cake.
Cake.
Yeah,
right.
I know.
It has to be flour cake from Cat Island.
Flour cake is magic. I think the first flour cake I had was off Wilson Track when I was a little child, and it was magic. In no cup or salty or baggy could compare to it. It was just
now,
heavenly.
My question, well, my follow-up to Orchid is then, if we're talking about, because remember you disqualified Calypso because of its universality in the Caribbean, mm-hmm. Flour cake is awfully similar to, is it Bulla cake? What's the one, I forget what the name of the one that Jamaicans make. That's similar, but it's different. Like, if you taste it, you'd be like, this is all, like, it's almost flour cake, but the seasonings, are, like, the spices are different.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
Right. And so it's like, in that regard, do we then disqualify flour cake based on those lines?
I understand.
Like, we appreciate it. Saying. I feel like flour cake is a dying art. I mean, I met someone the other day who asked me what was flour cake. Like, they didn't know because they never had it before.
Were you insulted?
No, I can't be insulted because if you grow, especially if you grew up in New Providence, you know,
like
I feel like flour cake is such a family island thing when I think of it.
Okay, guys.
I don't know if I could get flour cake in Nassau, actually.
I got a slew of questions coming in here. And one of them was Bimini bread or Andrus bread. And then another texter threw in or hospital bread.
I know people have this hospital versus Trieste's thing. And I don't know where to come down on either side. So I be diplomatic say, you know, rolls from Trieste's and loaf from the hospital. Because you got to have all two.
All right.
Got to have options.
All right.
I don't eat white bread.
Okay, so another text here says, morning, y'all know the man who sings the song Money on the Ground. Does he still make coconut tarts? I like slim loaf tarts, like soft hot dog. Wait, I got to throw the newspaper
Bagon
in the air.
Tarts is good,
Bagon
actually.
Bagon, Money on the Ground, Money on the Ground. Yes. In fact, that's another thing. Round coconut tart or foot-long coconut tart?
I like round things. That's just aesthetically pleasing. But I understand why people get stuck on that. But anything that's round is more kawaii. You know what I mean? Like
it just hits
different.
I'm gonna go with Orchid. My experience with the long ones is like that's where people sometimes hit and miss because they overestimate or underestimate how much filling they need to put in it.
Yeah.
And so
yeah,
for
the
technical,
end is just dough.
Right. Okay. So I'm gonna go with the round ones.
Plus, you know, the tart dough don't hit like. The Patty Crusto. Now, Patty Crusto is sacred.
All right. Now, I got a text here that says, good show. Young minds expressing themselves. Aaron, please bring on, like what Orchid said, 60 plus, who make the best tarts and cook the best dishes. So bring on part two with people who are 50, 60, 70, grandma and grandmas. To teach.
Aaron, when you do that, you need to make sure you send me, Orchid, and Tate our box of the samples.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just talk it. You gotta make sure we get a sample of the coconut tart so we could report back to you our fair and unbiased opinion on the tart.
I support that initiative.
So I got a text here that says, Aaron, only broke people go to Miami. I in Florida. Listen, don't tell the people at Ministry of Tourism this, right? But only broke people go to Bahama. I go to the Bahamas, right? Take a play off of that. Don't be dissing my girl. She had a brilliant idea in her head. It's just a little jet lag. That's all. Another text says, morning, Aaron, Raleigh Gray. Oh, Raleigh Gray is a political song? Well, I did not know that Raleigh Gray was a political song. I thought that was a tribute to a renowned Bahamian sailor.
Right. And that's a sailor man song?
Right. It's a sailor man song.
I mean, at this regard, everything is a... all songs that are co-opted, I don't know if they count as political songs.
All right. The text says, morning, did Tate leave no representation from Grand Bahama? Tate.
Wow.
Okay, Tate. What do you call it, pizza party or hot party?
I mean,
why don't you answer this wrong? Go ahead.
Pizza party.
Okay, tell the people from New Providence what a pizza party is.
No, tell the people from the Bahamas what a pizza party is. Not just from New Providence. You know, pizza party in Iket Island.
A pizza party is basically a party with pepperoni, some ground beef, and cheese. That's basically it.
So you mean all this time, y'all been petitioning for a spot in the Bahamian Hall of Food Fame, and all it is a hot party but with pizza stuff in it?
It's really that simple, yeah. Something like a calzone, basically, in a sense. But that's pretty much it.
The more you describe it, the more upsetting it is. It's like a calzone.
But I think once you've had it, I think you like it, you know?
All right.
It's very good. It's very good.
Okay.
I don't eat pepperoni.
I got a text there for you guys. Y'all city slickers cracking me up with these assessments on Bahamian life. As a true, true hard heel, barefoot, peasy head, Androsian, Long Islander, Lutheran, I want to hear y'all talk about sculling or roasting corn or making dilly salad and tamarind sauce. All these Nassau-centric questions just highlight that Nassau is not the Bahamas.
Well, you're correct. Nassau is not
That's
the Bahamas.
Fair.
A. And B, thank you very much, Texter. C, you must look out for a call from me because maybe you're going to be the next participant or you're going to be a participant on the next iteration because we got another No Politics Day coming up soon where we could bring more Family Island people into the discussion, and that's what I hope to do with this sort of segment, right?
I would love to do some sculling if I had a boat. Unfortunately, the access that I have to boats is severely limited since the decrease of a boat building in Kett Island. And Fox people still have some boat builders there, but I can't afford no boat, Aaron. I can't even afford the little dinghy to scull.
Listen. And this is one of my questions here, right? The questions I had was beach or canal, and then beach or boat, right? Like beach or ocean. So that's when you could get in the boat and go out in the middle of nowhere and just jump off the boat into the water without worrying about the sand?
No, my Nassau self, now all the Nassau coming out. I will take beach.
Wow.
My foot need to touch the ground. I'm sorry. Yeah, we are not. What we are not doing is, have you ever, the ocean? The limitless. We know more about space than we know about the ocean. Mm-hmm. I'm going to pick nice, safe beach where there's ground and my feet can touch the sand.
I got you.
I'm going to take beach.
Pick ocean. I'm going to be the Elon Musk of the Bahamas. I'm going to go to the edge of the ocean.
I got you. Tate.
Yeah. I would say beach. There was one time I was at a swimming class. And the swimming instructor had us swim out to the buoys. And I was terrified for my life. And I do not like the ocean. So I agree with Stephen. I like to touch the sand. And I like to know what's under me. So I have to go to the beach.
Okay. Now.
Yeah, but you can still see what's under you, to be fair.
No. There's nothing there. And then water refracts light.
Well, there's
light.
So much there. That's the whole point.
It's too
okay,
much.
Guys. I scared. I wear shoes in the ocean. And on the beach, that's another question. But we're plumb out of time. So here's what I got to do to sort of round off the show.
I win, right?
No, I win.
No.
I mean, the Bahamian people win. Somebody asked, what is sculling? Well, sculling is when you've been sitting down at your homework for like 3 hours. And you're skylarking. Oh, okay.
That's slunking.
Also,
it's one S-word.
Sculling is a technique for piloting a boat, right? That's when you use the long pole to push the boat. That's what that is, right?
It also feels like a double entendre. But it's the man, the logo for the Sans Bear is a man sculling a boat.
Right, and he's using the pole to push it across.
Right, across the man on the boat on the label.
Yeah, on the label. We know we can't, Texas, I can't advertise them foreign people, them product, but I understand what you're saying. Lager versus stout. Okay, guys. And then another text, Coconut Todd or Coconut Jimmy. Now, the other time, I just want to read the people them texts. It says, if you really want that good Coconut Todd, go through West End Avenue across from NIBU. Huh? Louisville Road. Okay, yeah. They say, you ain't going to be disappointed. Please don't buy up all the Todd. Good morning, all. Please tell the Todd man next to Baiters, he have to be consistent. Don't be up here upsetting people belly. Bellies don't know reason. But anyway, guys, I want to say thank you for joining the show today. The next time we have the show, I'm going to have a whole bunch of other questions, but I didn't get to ask you all Dickie's suit or linen suit, Clarks or tennis, Benny cake or coconut cake.
Depends who get to marry.
Right. Drums or cowbells, bicycle or push scooter, jacks or marble, grill out or takeout, baggy or cup, Lakers or Celtics, coleslaw or potato salad, aloe or Cerise, hot cereal or cold cereal, or coleslaw with lime or coleslaw with vinegar. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. At the end of the day, I think all of us are Bahamian, except for Steven. I am not sure. Whoa. I think he's a Grand Bahamian. And
No, you mean Tate. I don't eat pizza party.
That's the swing. Anyway, I got to go. We're all out of time. Thank you for joining us today. Orchid Burnside, Stephen Hanna, and Tate Adderley from Grand Bahama. Have a great day, Bahamas. Levon Miller is up next. With Unleashed.
Because when you visit the Bahamas, once is not enough. Even Christopher Columbus in 1492 went home but came back, just like you folks should do. Before he died, he thought the Bahamas was the most, returning each year, but now as a ghost. Oh, once is not enough. Even twice, you don't see all of his stuff. Come back for some pump, eat and rice and warm it up. Because when you visit the Bahamas, once is not enough.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.